All right. Welcome in. Toilets to Titles. This is episode number 213. We are deep into the NFL playoffs. The NFL fantasy football season is behind us, unless you're rocking with T2T and the Title Tribe and you're playing in our playoff fantasy football league or in our playoff pick'em challenge. Shout out to Mark Simon, who's on the show right now, who helped me set that thing up. But other than that, you're looking towards next year, because really there's only four teams left. There's 28 teams that are home. 28 fan bases that are licking their wounds and looking forward to the future. And we are taking a peek towards the future with our dynasty team. We now have assembled a dynasty rankings squad that is focusing on dynasty rankings that they're going to be updating every 2 weeks. And we figured it's no better time than now to run a dynasty startup mock. And before I introduce the guests this evening, I'm going to introduce my right-hand man, Mr. Justin Stevens at JustinFF_ on the Twitter. Justin, what's cooking?
Hey, so I spent the last couple of hours after work trying to update my dynasty rankings so I can do this show. I mean, it's never too early for a mock, and everybody loves a good mock. So, the people want it, so we're here for the people.
Hell yeah. The people, dude, these episodes smash. Our dynasty mocks, and then, you know, like, so our dynasty rankings, you will be able to see on toiletsthetitles.com. And you will be able to see this mock. We'll take a screen cap of this mock and we'll throw it on under the fantasy rankings or the dynasty rankings tab. So not only will you have our rankings, you will also have access to ADP. And now this man, Mr. Mark Simon at MT Simon on the Twitter, he was the mastermind behind the spreadsheets and he helped me. Well, rather he did it. So he put the spreadsheets together. I kind of assembled the team. The team had willingness. So Mark, I appreciate your help, man. How are you doing this evening?
Great, man. Ready to go.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. I say I like that Michigan hat. You,
national champions, you know, got the,
and the sweat
gear ready.
Heck yeah, man. Look at you looking good. That is phenomenal. Happy to have you. You've been a big help since joining the Title Tribe. So Mark was a member of the Title Tribe, which is our community chat, and anybody listening to the show who isn't familiar with the show, it's a free community chat on the Gilded app. You can reach out to us, toiletsthetitles@gmail.com. It's a 24/7 chat. Anything football related, there's sports gambling. We're getting into baseball. We're getting into hockey. I mean, I think they've talked about golf betting in there before, but it's basically, it's a cool community. And Mark, you know,
they talk about turtle racing.
Yeah, turtle racing as he sips his tea. So Mark joined up and now he's a member of a team and similar to David here. So we appreciate him for coming on. He's on there as Genesis in Gilded Chat. And he is one of the dynasty rankers on our dynasty rankings team. So when you go check out these dynasty rankings, you'll be able to see David. Genesis, how are we doing this evening?
Hey, not too bad. A little jealous of Mark's gear over there. I wanted to go get it, but I'm trying to wait till after the babies to, you know, see where I'm at financially speaking.
Well, you got some sweet gear on yourself.
Yeah. A little Toilets to Titles.
Yeah, nice. Man, I like that a lot. So David came on. He joined. I believe you're in Frankenstank. Yeah, he's in Frankenstank, and he's in the Gilded Chat, and now he also is a member of the team, and you are now one of the co-hosts of our Friday Night Roundtable, which goes live every Friday night at 9 p.m. And right now, I know you guys are deep talking playoffs, but throughout the offseason, it'll be a lot more fun, loose conversation with lots of different guests, man. So how has the experience been running that show with Will and Rich?
It's been great so far. I like to dive in both feet first. So, you know, I'm sprinkling myself a little everywhere, anywhere anybody needs some help. And anytime anybody needs some suggestions, you can come my way,
man. We appreciate that. You know, it's hard in this space. It's not hard. We've managed to find and align ourselves with good people, which, you know, I think makes us comfortable. All right, I speak for myself. It makes me feel comfortable. And then not only, you know, are these good people in our space that they're driven and want to contribute. And that just makes it even more easier for me, man. Cause I can kind of, I'm running in circles daily. So it's always nice to have, people involved that kind of want to help this ship move forward and get bigger. So excellent, man. I'm going to mention some of these off-air mockers just to give them a shout out. Cause I know I told them around 8:10 we'd start this mock. It's 8:07 now. So we have Oscar Duarte in the Gilded. He's one of the dynasty rankers. We have Tone. He's one of the dynasty rankers. We have Porg, who's a Patreon member. Also, he handles IDP for T2T. We have Dylan, who's also known as Wicked on Gilded. Patreon, Brian Shart, We have Steve Varner, also known as Fantasy Guru on Gilded. Then we have Pete, our guy Pete, P22T. So we have assembled 12 teams. We're going to do 10 rounds. It's going to be super flex. It's going to be PPR. Pretty simple, basic 10-round mock draft. So you guys ready to do this thing?
Let's do it.
I'm ready to win it.
Oh, man. So I'm going to just read off the draft order so everyone's aware. It is snake style. All right, so again, it's super flex. So Brian Shard is picking first. Then we got Wicked, followed by me, followed by Mark, followed by Justin, Porg. We got Nate. Oh, I didn't even mention Nate. So the Dirt Man's in here. His Justin's going to have to write in the private chat what his nickname, how he got his nickname in Sleeper. Nate, it's the mailman. Or you guys can ask him in the Patreon chat because it's a funny story. So David, you pick 8th. Oscar picks 9th. Pete picks 10th. Tone picks 11th. Steve Varner picks 12th. And no, there is no trading. Everyone's already asked in the group chat. And if you pick a kicker, we are going to kick you out. not actually, but I just thought it'd be funny to threaten all of you. All right. Real
quick, hey, thanks a lot, Pete. Appreciate the donation to the Canton Fund. Bravo to you. Good, sir.
Oh, he said, nice job pronouncing my last name correctly. My guy. Yeah, we have about $80 now through in YouTube specifically, not in all of our funds. Because if we only had $80, there's no way we're cashing in on all the promises we've made for Canton. No, we got some money aside, but we have $80 in YouTube. So all of these donations, they add up and it's all going to we're trying to throw some nice shindigs and put some houses together so we can house our community, especially the Frankenstein drafters. When do we start the Frank Mox? Man, I get, you know what? We need to, once me and Justin finalize the details that affect the scoring and the draft, you know, those minute details, once that, you know, and if there is, so if you're listening at home, this is, I mean, unless you're a Frankenstein player or Gilded, Frankenstein's our listener league. It is wild. If there is a desire to mock, we will try to get these details hammered out early. So let us know in the Gilded chat. Hey, we do want to get involved in this because, you know, we listen to the people. We're men of the people. Doesn't mean we won't throw any curveballs after you've mocked for 2 months, but we could try to nail it down.
Yeah, we usually wait till the last minute to come up with our last few rules anyway.
Man, yeah, we had some fun conversations at the end of the season, at the end of the off season last year, kind of nailing this thing down. It's a lot of fun. And I'm glad you guys are part of the team because now you get to take part in all the crazy nonsense, man. All right. So he said we need card ADP. We do need card ADP, but I'm telling you, this year there's more cards.
Yeah, we have card ADP from last season. But that doesn't really do us much good
in the next season. We're adjusting some of the cards. Like I have to find a way. I'm gonna tell everyone listening at home. The Frankenstein card, I gotta tweak it. Like, there's no way in the Frankenstein league, the Frankenstein card isn't one of the strongest. So it's got
you know, really the way you should view the cards going into this next season is it's kind of like Dynasty where you draft rookies coming up as well, because we have are 17 from last season. They're still going to be here. Some of them are going to get a little stronger,
right?
Just like they do their sophomore year. Some of them are going to lose a step because they're about to retire. And then we're bringing in a bunch of rookies as well. So it's a great segue into this Dynasty draft.
Heck yeah, Dynasty. Look at that segue, my man. All right. So Brian Shard is on the clock. Pick number one. Remember, it is super flex. It is not tight end premium. And it is one PPR. Minute and a half clock. All right. Justin Jefferson, first off the board, starting with the wide receiver.
He loves to see it. Flex. What?
He don't care. he's I heard something funny on the radio today. They were talking to, so I was listening to the NFL Stock Exchange. So by the way, Josh Allen went second. So quarterback's off the board. And Trevor Sikkema, I'm a big fan. He's been on the show multiple times. And he's reading a mock by Daniel Jeremiah. And Daniel Jeremiah has Bo Nix going to the Saints in the first round, like pick 16. And I forget Trevor Sikkema's co-host, but he's like, David Carr is already blocked Daniel Jeremiah. And he's like, yeah, and his brother, Derek Carr. And he's like, yeah, and the movie Cars. The movie Cars blocked Daniel Jeremiah. So I just thought that was funny. So I figured I need to tell you guys that. So, oh, man, I'm on the clock. Why aren't you guys were going to let me freaking tell that story? And
hey, we said that when it's our turn to draft, if we have analysis that we want to give. I just thought you wanted to give some analysis.
I just wanted to tell us. Listen to the NFL Stock Exchange. It's a great draft show. Man, where do I'm going quarterback. I'll tell you that. I got to go quarterback. I need to build my team around a quarterback. If I knew Justin Fields was in Atlanta, I'd be interested. But I'm not. If I knew Sirianni was gone from Philadelphia, I'd be interested. I'm going Patrick Mahomes. 6 years in the NFL, six NFC championship games. I'm sorry, AFC championship games. I'm going Patrick Mahomes, building my team around him. Mark, you're on the clock.
Absolutely. I'm on the same path you are. Got to go quarterback here. One of the most important parts of a dynasty team.
I know what quarterback you're taking. It's the quarterback that your coach is going to coach.
Ooh.
No. I see where you're going, but no, I'm going to go with Hurts. I just think he's too valuable, getting all the goal line work. You know, I mean, Sirianni can only do so much to bring him down, but he's still the guy for me.
Justin's glowing when he hears that.
Yeah, I had it. I had kind of a tight running here between Lamar and Mahomes. So when you said you were taking quarterback, I was kind of worried there. But so I'm going to go with Lamar here.
So two running. I mean, technically, besides Mahomes, there's three running quarterbacks off the board, and all of them make me a little nervous. Their ceilings are tremendously high, but the floor is there. You know. Definitely.
Yeah, I have a top five in my top tier for Dynasty, and four of them are gone.
Right. Hurts is only 25, so.
Yeah, yeah, he's still right. Too.
Porg, this is an IDP, so you can't pick a linebacker. Oh, Stroud, I love to see it.
And there's
Stroud
number five. Is
the fifth quarterback off the board.
That was my number five, too.
Say I said it with your chest.
Five in the top tier.
Say it with your chest. The mailman, Nate Dirk.
I think my biggest worry with Josh Allen is just, you know, unless they restructure, he's about to cost significantly more than he ever has before against the cap. I think they said $46 million.
Well, here's my thoughts. Stephon Diggs looked terrible down the stretch. Let him go. Let him go. Get rid of that cap number, however you can. Draft a wide receiver like Brian Thomas Jr. at LSU, a guy who can stretch the field. A guy who's better at doing Gabe Davis stuff than Gabe Davis. You know, he's athletic, mobile, big, physical. And so I think with him, with Kincaid, you start to bring in some capable. I think Shakir is decent. That's a way you can bring in a wide receiver cheap and also save some cap by getting rid of Diggs so you can afford to eat some of that Josh Allen contract. But Nate's running out of time here. Hopefully he goes ahead and makes his selection.
I just sent him a message. Oh, there he just made it. Okay.
Who is that? Is that Nate or is that Lori?
Joe Burrow. Well, the mailman has delivered. Let's just say that. That's the only kind of hint that I'll give to his nickname there.
Man, so I love this. Did you already put this comment up?
No.
Man, I love to see it. He did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he told me about that last year.
Man, did two mocks on the show last year, the most enjoyable mocks of the season. When you're ready to do the first, I will gladly join you because I thought it was awesome that any other show talked about our league. Like, to me, that was tremendous. Like, all right, McCaffrey's off the board. All right, tell me about it. Tell me about it, David. How high do you have him up on your rankings?
I mean, he's number one in the running backs until he's proven otherwise. The dude is a complete – he's a freak athlete. He's phenomenal in everything he does. Best running back in the league and probably a top 10 wide receiver if he was just a wide receiver too.
Man, Herbert goes to Oscar. And then so David and Oscar, you guys are picking back-to-back every round. Both of you are rankers, so – if you're listening at home or you're watching at home, keep that in mind. So you'll be able to see their rankings on toiletstotitles.com. Pete took Justin Fields. So Pete, I wonder if Pete thinks Fields is staying in Chicago. They're going to build around him, draft a guy like Marvin Harrison Jr. Or I wonder if he thinks Fields is on his way out to a better situation. So that would be interesting. I'd be interested in picking his brain. Tone, the Eagles fan, takes Lamb.
I was going to say, and I wonder if he's taking DJ Moore in the second round.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. I like that Love rounded out the first round. So I'm going to read you guys the first round quarterbacks that have gone. Again, at Superflex. Allen, Mahomes, Hurts, Jackson, Stroud, Burrow, Herbert, Fields, and Love. So where do you think the tier – where do you think the first tier breaks between Allen, Mahomes, Hurts, Jackson? Is Stroud then in tier two? Or – What do you guys think?
I have Stroud still in tier one. I have five in my top tier that I would be perfectly happy with any of them.
I'm sorry, what was the question? I was looking at the quarterback list.
So where do you have Stroud? Tier two? Like, is there a break?
I put less stock into rushing quarterbacks because they make me so nervous just because of how often they do get injured.
Right.
My top three are actually Stroud, Love, and heretofore drafted quarterback who I'm not going to mention yet.
Hot dog. So the first pick of the second round was Ja'Marr Chase, followed by Breece Hall and Bijan. So Tone is no quarterback so far. He's going skill position players. I see Bijan is the third running back off the board. I like it. Trevor Lawrence to Oscar, I think he's going to rebound. David took Tyreek Hill, so you're going skill position players too.
Yeah, and several of my leagues this year picking quarterbacks, I was able to nail some late round quarterbacks that were able to, you know, do top 10, top 12 production every week, and still had, you know, people like CMC, Tyreek, etc. to boost the rest of the roster up.
Right. I like it. I wonder what the mailman's thinking here. Man, Austin Eckler, his ADP is so high. Nobody in their right mind is taking him. Right. David, where did you have Eckler ranked in your running backs?
Pretty low. Running backs is probably the hardest one for me because you have this tier of, like, you know, aging running backs who are still, you know, people who produce when they're on the field, like Nick Chubb and stuff like that. But now he's coming off this injury. He's older. You know, you don't want to put him up there with the Jahmyr Gibbs and the CMC mm-hmm. and the Bijan. But he's just as good as those guys when he's fully healthy and going. But running backs in the league, they're just so – you're here for 5 years, you know, if you're lucky, and after that, you're gone kind of thing.
That being said, I do think the value of non-rookie running backs is going to go up. Because unlike years past, this year's running back class is pretty not remarkable.
Except for Blake Corum.
I mean, you think he's remarkable?
I love that man, yes.
I mean, he's good. I'm biased. He's good.
It's all going to depend on location, right? Where he gets drafted.
How much mileage does he have? How old? I think he's a great, like, he's 24, right? Corum, you know, so I think he's a football player. I want him on my team because he's a dude. Do I want to feature him or do I want to rotate him in? I want him in a rotation, you know. Damn, there goes Amon-Ra. Ooh. I like Braylon Allen too. I like Trey Benson. But it's just like there's no blue chip because you wouldn't say Corum's a blue chip.
No. I like Edwards from Michigan too.
I liked it. I had Edwards higher than Corum going into the year.
So and as a pure running back, I like Corum better. But as a kind of like a Debo weapon,
right?
I like Edwards. Right. Edwards is definitely the better pass catching back out of the two. Right.
So I don't get me wrong. I like Corum. I think he's a, you know, fourth round, early fourth, you know, maybe find himself into the late third, but I think just the age is going to be a little bit, man. Shoot. I'm looking at wide receiver here.
I took St. Brown.
I like two. There's two Ohio State wide receivers here. I'm going to go Garrett Wilson. I just think he's, eventually going to pair with somebody that is going to be able to get him the football. But prior to my selection, Mark, you went Jonathan Taylor.
Yes.
Great pick.
Yeah. I still think he's a stud.
Yeah. And he's also got limited touches because he didn't play the full season. So, and then Justin, Amon-Ra, bravo.
Yeah, I was debating there between Amon-Ra and another wide receiver that I might take on the loop around here. But I'm hoping that since I had to scroll so far down to get to that other wide receiver that he might still be there.
Yeah, there's a guy I'm looking at too.
Well, don't look at the chat because I typed in the guy I thought you were going to take before you started talking about wide receivers.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, no, not yet.
Oh, yeah?
Not okay. Yet.
All right.
I like him, but also McDaniels, man. He's like Shanahan. You know, like he pisses me off because he doesn't feature a guy. So we're talking in code about Devon Achane. Yeah. So, Justin, I am high on Achane. I just think that McDaniels doesn't have – he's not tied to anybody. He's not handcuffed to anybody. If you're hot, he's going to ride with you, you know?
Right.
But, man, Achane made me look good this year.
So, that's who you're talking about. I think Justin's wide receiver is a different guy.
Well, he was talking about who he thought I was going to take. But, yeah, his wide receiver is obviously different. But he put in the private chat a name of a player he thought I was going to take. So I was just filling the world in. Man, and Porg took Prescott. And Porg is an Eagles fan. So when I see an Eagles fan take Dak, that makes me feel – I got some butterflies in my stomach for that.
Warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. Well, there goes A.J. Brown. So Shart said, forget your quarterbacks. I like Anthony Richardson. I didn't have the cojones to take him in the second. But that could pay off because I still think, man – He could turn out. It took Allen a while. Like,
so honestly, that was part of the reason why I went Lamar in the first round, because you don't want to take two rushing quarterbacks for sure. Kind of, right. I believe it was to Mark's point that Mark, are you the one that said that you won't take rushing quarterbacks early?
That was David.
David. Right? Okay. So I kind of go the other way. I like to go heavy with the rushing quarterback early with the biggest upside and then play it safe later on. But another reason for that is, you know, I don't have to worry about trying to take Anthony Richardson later on if I already have a rushing quarterback early on.
There it is, coach.
Yep.
Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the one that was all the way down there?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about him in the second, but I thought I could get him. So Tua went to Shart, and then Wicked took ETN. I took Nacua. So I got Garrett Wilson and Puka Nacua paired with Patrick Mahomes. So that was my dude of the year. You know, he was on the all dudes list, and I think Stafford's there for at least two more years. I do worry about what Puka will look like post-Stafford. Because Stafford, you know, yes, Megatron, obviously Megatron. Stafford was part of that. And then Cooper Kupp's massive seasons. Stafford was part of that. Puka's massive season. Stafford was part of that. So I worry about Puka post Stafford, but until that day, let me ride. So Olave was another Ohio State wide receiver I was considering, Mark.
Yeah, that hurt me. You know, Ohio State and all, but
yeah, he ain't there no more.
Nope.
No, I like it. Justin, you're on the clock. Speaking of Ohio State wide receivers, I still got this, man. We got, I think it's $10 a spot, 15 spots. Garrett Wilson signed mini helmet. You want to get in on this Raz, man? $10. Let me know. I got Jackson Smith, the Jigba one going next.
I just heard a damn it. That tells me I made a good pick.
Damn, Sam Laporta in the third. And
I was going him if he didn't. So
that's right. And I don't know that I like the tandem team here of Amon-Ra and Sam Laporta, but at the same time, I mean, if they're both going to get points with Jared Goff, imagine what they'll do when they get a quarterback.
Wait, when who gets a quarterback?
Detroit.
Goff is good.
Goff cost me a whole lot of games in the first round because of that inconsistency.
Yeah, but like he was quarterback 7 this year.
Uh-huh.
Where did you draft him, Justin?
I guess it really, really late, but I drafted him late in a lot of drafts.
Okay. So who's to blame? Who's to blame you can't like, you drafted him probably in like the 14th round, and he helped you get a 14 rounder helped you get to where you were going.
Yeah. Yep. First round loss.
I get
that's it. That's the thing. Like, so he's one of those players that I'm always down on. You know that. I always talk about how his inconsistency, and then I still take him late because nobody else likes him either. And every time I have to rely on him, it's a bad game. Then it's frustrating. He's just a very frustrating guy. Now, like I said, if you want to win regular seasons, then great. It's outstanding, but he's just frustrating to own for fantasy purposes.
I get it. Gator J, man, it's nice to see you too. I feel like it's been a minute. Ayuk went in the third round. I'm loving to see that. I want Ayuk to get out of San Francisco.
For sure.
I would love to see Ayuk go somewhere with like, give Ayuk to Buffalo. Holy cow. Get Stephon Diggs out of there. Get Stephon Diggs out of there and have Brandon Ayuk replace him. Brandon Ayuk's a 1,300 plus yard receiver. I'm telling you. Like, you can quote me. Like, point blank period. Up, Nate's time's up.
All right.
The mailman. Give him Waddle. Next wide receiver available. Boom. All right, David, you're on the clock.
With all this ice, I can imagine he's probably out there working, Nate.
Yeah, probably. He's saving the, he's giving the people power. That's what he does.
Literally.
Yeah. What do you think of David? Let the people know.
I went DJ Moore.
Okay. Why?
He's electric. And if he can do what he did with a quarterback like Justin Fields, I can only imagine what he'd do with a quarterback, you know, that actually throws the ball well.
Who do you think they're going to take?
I've heard so many different. I read one today that had literally when I want to talk about these rookies, all their names go out of my head. Who won the Heisman?
Caleb Williams. Well, not this year. I'm sorry. This year the Heisman was – man, now I'm having a brain fart. Oh, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. I saw one today where Jaden Daniels actually jumped up to number two in the mock. I'm still thinking Caleb Williams is the answer for Chicago there. He's the best fit.
I think he's the closest thing to Mahomes in this class. And I'm just saying the unorthodox kind of play style, the different positions he can make phenomenal throws from. That also means there's a chance he falls flat in his face, because though that type of style doesn't always work unless you are phenomenal. But they had a shot at Mahomes years ago, and they missed. And I feel like that's haunting them. And I feel like that's going to push them to take a guy like Caleb Williams.
I think I saw that same mock which had May going in New England.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So Nate's working with a bad connection right now.
Oh, he's dealing with – all right, no problem. So after Nate, obviously David – went DJ Moore. Oscar went Drake London. So he paired Herbert and Tua. I'm sorry, and Trevor Lawrence with Drake London. Pete took Saquon Barkley. So I wonder, I'm interested now to see where he thinks Barkley's going to go. I have a feeling he's going to end up in Dallas. Tone went Devontae Smith. So he's got all skill players, no quarterbacks. Lamb, Hall, Smith. And then Steve's on the clock. He took Jordan Love and Jamar Chase earlier in the draft, and he's got back-to-back picks.
Guess we're seeing which of us is going to break first and get the quarterback.
Yeah. Man, so we have two, only three teams with two quarterbacks. I kind of like it. And that says a lot about Dynasty. Even in fantasy football in general, you have to be, I think, you got to be flexible, right? Like, there's certain players that I'm not flexible about, and I think Justin knows that. Like, there's certain guys I'll reach for just because I want them on my roster. But I also, like, if I see... You know, if I expect a draft to go in one direction and it goes in the other, I try to adapt, you know, and doesn't know it. Sometimes it bites me in the butt, but sometimes, you know, you get some good value there. So Kyler Murray. So if he's probably back in Arizona, he looked decent down the stretch. So he's off the board and Tone's back on the clock.
Jonathan Taylor is interesting for me because I loved him. Damn it.
There goes Purdy.
That's my third quarterback that I like.
Man, and that's his first. I like it. Wonder where Pete's going here. Oh, DK. So Pete's got a type. Pete likes athletes. Like big time. He's got Fields, Robinson, Barkley, DK. Like this team would win the flag football competition between this group. For sure. Kenneth Walker. Okay, Oscar. Man, we're starting to see these young names pop up. David, where are we going?
I mean, I have to go quarterback now.
Nah, you're good. Nobody else is going to take one. We all have one.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, the quarterback's getting slim. I have an idea of a quarterback that I think Justin's going to take a little later on, so I'm not going to take him.
Interesting.
It's a guy you like. And I think you thought you might get him last year, and you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking code. We're talking code here.
Well,
is this collusion? Are we colluding right now?
So any viewers out there that watch the show will know about that little Easter egg you're dropping.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Nate took Nick Chubb. That's his guy. Porg is on the clock. Porg's taking a few of the guys I really like.
We know Nate's back with good connection if he's drafting Nick Chubb.
Yeah, Nick Chubb's like a staple at Toilets and Titles. We're making good time. We're almost halfway done with the mock. We're about 30 minutes into the episode. We started this mock 10 minutes into the episode. So,
don't do it, Porg. Don't you? Oh, God. He did it.
Is that who you wanted,
yeah.
Kyren?
Yeah, I wanted Kyren, but that's okay. That's okay.
I was hoping for the same.
That's who I wanted. I just felt pressure to take a quarterback. They were getting slim.
All right, I'm on the clock here. Oh, no, that's Justin. Wrong logo.
Yeah, but I went Devon Achane. I think with Mostert departing, that backfield's going to be anything that Achane wants it to be. So now I have a solid start at all four major positions here. So from here, man, I can
your squad would compete with Pete for the flag football championship, I think.
Yeah, well, we have a tight end, so I know those are super important in flag football.
Yeah, well, Laporta is an athlete.
Yeah, he's another wide receiver. I'm okay with it.
All right, Mark, where are you going? Tom Brady.
I think I'm going to go Pacheco here. I just think he's developing the right way.
Man, I feel like quarterback is so slim.
When you're a guy like Pacheco, and in my eyes, he was a guy that I was completely avoiding all offseason, thinking he wasn't going to amount to much. And then obviously I was wrong. Now he's right up here on my list rankings as well. So I agree with you. He's definitely coming along nicely in his progress.
Man, running back slim too. What the heck?
Well, while you're thinking about it, this is a difference in the strategies here. Like, this is part of the reason that we wanted to run a mock was so that you guys can all see different strategies. And you know how running back heavy I am in redraft. I usually don't go as early or as often with running backs in Dynasty. It's just personal preference.
So, I just want Tajay Spears.
Yeah.
You know, fourth round, I'm a little shocked. But then Derrick Henry's gone. He said his goodbye to Tennessee. Spears might be one of the value picks of this draft. And I'm not just, I mean, maybe I am just saying it because it's my own selection, but took my horn a little bit here.
Yeah, no, I like Spears. And we know that Henry's not going to be around forever. So
no, he's gone. He said his goodbye to Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Man, I got lucky there because it's pretty slim at running back right now. I'm glad I took the time to look. James Cook is gone. Man. All right. I think I don't like his injury, but I think he'll come back fresh. I'm going to go with TJ Hockenson. I think TJ Hockenson is he's got a bright future ahead of him. So is he the second tight end off the board? Man, the times have changed. We got Laporta and Hawk. It's the entering of the new guard.
Man, of the Iowa tight ends.
Yeah.
So quarterback is so thin, but I feel like it's just you're forcing yourself to pick one if you do it here.
That's kind of why I avoided taking one.
I'm going to go Pittman. He just had a phenomenal year. I think it only gets better.
Well, what I love about that pick is that it tells me I have to raise him up a little bit more because I hate missing out on Pittman.
Man, he was clutch for me in the Scott Fishbowl. Carried me in the Scott Fishbowl playoffs. Dude, speaking of which, Nate came in third in the Scott Fishbowl. Like, bananas.
Like, crazy.
Third. Yeah.
All right, so my next pick here, it's kind of a toss-up. I'm going wide receiver. It's a toss-up between the Texan wide receivers, both of them. But at the end of the day, we got to see Tank Dell in person at the Senior Bowl, and that dude is no disrespect, but he is tiny. Like, he's smaller than I was when I graduated high school, and I was one of the smallest guys on the team. Just tiny, and I just don't see that holding up in the NFL. And I'm not sure that his injury necessarily was related to that, but I mean, I feel like he's going to have to really bulk up to last a super long time, or, you know, to avoid injury at least on those big hits. So I'm going to go with Nico Collins. That upside was there this season. He made huge strides, and he's showing that he's a true talent. So I'm going to go with Nico.
Pete asked me in the comments, who's throwing to Hawk, man. I don't know. We'll find out. Hopefully, if it's a rookie, rookies love to throw the ball to their safety blanket. So I'll be okay with that.
He did an awesome job with Collins and four other backup quarterbacks this year. So I don't think it really matters.
Yeah. Porg said you took Laporta. So he had to repay the favor when he took Kyren.
That makes sense. All right.
McBride, I love it. Look, McBride's a dude too. McBride helped me big time in Scott Fishbowl as well. So Debo then went to Nate. And David, you're on the clock. David took Rashad White. I like that. Oscar's up.
Yeah, him and Pacheco were just running backs that I kind of avoided, and I regret having done so. I was correct in avoiding Tony Pollard, but those two did much better than I expected this year. So they kind of opened my eyes to them a little bit, at least the usage in their systems anyway.
And I think Baker found a home. And I think, you know, with your cat, what's your cat's name? There's a cat behind you.
There's multiple. That one's Ginger.
Oh, Ginger. Tell Ginger we said hi.
That's Samson.
Oh, God. Samson. You have a cat named Samson. That's phenomenal.
He's huge. He's a juggernaut.
Bring him to Ken. Samson's invited. Ginger will have to see. Now Ginger hears me talking to her.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. I'm glad you've joined the show. You're our latest guest.
Stepping on the pit bulls.
At Ginger TTT.
She uses them as like a she'll just stand on them and knead the entire time.
We need more cat content on TTT.
Zay Flowers. That seems like a deal in the late fifth round.
You know what? I would argue that Tank Dell will be a more productive NFL player than Zay Flowers.
Well, I would argue that we should be able to make that a board bet, but that's a long-term one. That's going to be hard to keep track of.
Well, want to do it 1 year? I'll bet you Dell outperforms Flowers next year.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll take that. We
got a plan. If you're a longtime listener to the show, you know what our bathroom board is. And if you're a new listener to the show or you're a new member to T2T, like David and Mark here, that's how our bathroom board works. On air, we just, whenever we disagree, and then we throw the bet on the board, on a dock, and then at the end of the year, we go over who won, and it's just bragging rights. It's just something fun we do so we can put our money where our mouth is, technically.
Be having that episode soon then, right?
Yeah, we do. We do need to do that. Maybe. Because we'll do the Super Bowl extravaganza between, mm-hmm. you know, but we'll have a 2 week gap, right? So maybe we do it the week prior, the week off before the
All-Star, Super Bowl. All-Star yeah. break or Pro Bowl, but I should
say. Yeah. All right, Kincaid. Man, I love Kincaid. I think he's phenomenal, but I don't know if I'd have him right after McBride. It's interesting. The young tight ends, the rookie tight ends, really this year changed how people view young tight ends because they came in and they produced. There goes Addison. I wonder the I want to see the size comparison. You know, Dell is very small, but I think Addison's a small receiver too. Oh, Andrews is off the board. Steve, so he's like the first veteran tight end to finally go. Where's Tone going here?
So the downside to taking Laporta where I did is that now this is where you're getting really good values at tight end. So
right.
So like in a dynasty, you need Laporta to make sure that he stays healthy and he pays off for long term to really pay off that that draft value, because there's some other guys, some other tight ends that aren't going to be super far behind him that you're picking up several rounds later.
I think we would start to see in this sixth round a rookie running back or two go off, but we're doing a dynasty mock as if first dynasty and then the rookie draft will be later.
So no Bijans this year?
No, not even close.
Yeah,
there's guys.
I get my college info from you, so I'm still waiting on some of that.
I really like Trey Benson. I really like Braylon Allen. Jonathan Brooks, but he had an injury last year, so he might miss some time. So, but there's no Bijan. Bijan was special. You know, Bijan, I feel like the buzz for Bijan at the running back position was similar to the buzz about Marvin Harrison Jr. at the wide receiver position. You know, I think people were just as high. So there goes. So Diggs. All right. So Tone still believes in Diggs there. George Kittle off the board to Pete. Now Oscar's back on the clock.
Maybe he believes that Diggs is going to Philadelphia this offseason.
Yeah.
So that's two seasons in a row for Diggs where he's completely dominated the first half of the season and then just fell off in the irrelevancy.
Is it because he's pouting? Or like, does he turn himself off, or does he just fall off?
Or does he just get cold? It's cold in Buffalo.
Yeah. Njoku went. I'd probably have Njoku after McBride with how strong he came on down the stretch. I think he's my tight end four right now. So that was good value for Oscar. There goes Pickens. Pickens is a dude. Speaking of which, this card I'm going to put up for Raz after we finish this this Garrett Wilson mini helmet. I don't know if you see this. So that's this sick. This is 19 out of 25. So we'll figure out how we're going to do this. But that's going up next. I got all these Jordan Loves, man, I'm holding on to. But this one is probably going to go too. And this one is 9 out of 25.
Man, if they would have beat the Niners, you probably could have cashed in on a couple of those.
Yeah. I think the buzz is high. I mean, that's why I bought him. The Packers know what they're doing, man. Packers draft a quarterback, I'm in. Sign me up. Like, it's easy. Like,
so you all know those players that you have that you just can't let go of, and you always draft them and you always regret it, but you just got to keep taking them. I feel like Javonte Williams is that guy for Nate. He drafts him every single draft.
I think we're gonna get a year out of him, man. Like I think he's due. I think I think this year still coming back from the injury we saw. You know, would I take him? I'm glad somebody else took him. That being said, it wouldn't shock me if he has a great year. But he's another player I don't have the guts to take.
So tempted right now, because you guys know that I was like right on the edge of Tank Dell with where I took Nico. I'm so close to just taking both of them, but you can't put all my eggs in one basket. So I'm going to go a different route here.
It's your someone's phone is telling you no from Andre. I like it. Because now also we don't have to worry about Bill Belichick and a running back by committee. And they're probably going to have a rookie quarterback. I like the pick, you know, and you're not tied to him. In the sixth round, taking a running back, he can be 2 years and done, and that's still good value for you.
and no real competition there right now.
Right.
I like this one, taking a little risk here, but just banking on hoping he goes somewhere and becomes the number one.
Man, I'm on the clock.
T. Higgins. All right. I mean, definitely showed promise in the playoffs whenever he scored two touchdowns against me. After he probably hadn't done that all season.
I got Jared Goff in the sixth.
Yep, there you go.
As my quarterback too. I'm going to Google Jared Goff. How old is he? He's only 29, man.
29.3. He just turned 29.
Bro, 29. He's probably got 5 years left. That team's getting better and better. I like it. There goes Tank.
Yeah.
Then Kyle Pitts, Deshaun. I like Zach Charbonnet. He's a running back I was considering. Man, I think Tajay is going to carry me. There goes Jaden Reed, man. I was going to take Jaden Reed too. I think that's a clever pick. I think he's the alpha in that receiver room. I do. I see Watson already was picked. Dobbs is still available. I think Jaden Reed is the most dynamic of the three, which means I think his ceiling is the highest. So solid selection. Man, what am I doing here? If there was a quarterback I liked, this is rookie quarterback territory. I would take a rookie quarterback here to pair as my third quarterback to kind of hedge my bet, but we're not doing rookies in this draft. And there's really no quarterback I would take. Deshaun Watson killed me last year, and I want nothing to do with him. Bryce Young, I think he's going to stink. I think the Carolina Panthers stink, so I'm not going to. So essentially, I'm not taking a third tight end, long story short. I'm sorry, third quarterback. Man, there's no running backs either. I like James Conner. Might be early for Conner, though. Shoot. Am I going to do this? I only got 13 seconds. I might do it. Heck, why not? Just give me Cooper Kupp. I got Nakua. I got Kupp. Let's roll.
There you go. I like it.
That's a win now move. Not a long term move. What are we thinking, Mark?
I think I'm gonna go. See, I kind of want to take the risk on Quentin here. Just, I don't think he's gonna be a stud next year, but I think going forward. But I don't think I can pass on Ridley, so I'm gonna go there.
Yeah, he's surprisingly ranked pretty low on a lot of boards right now. So I'm kind of surprised that he's that low. I like it. And I am going to go quarterback here, Coach. Not the quarterback that you were thinking earlier.
Not the mayonnaise man?
No, I think Levis might still be there a little bit longer because after that first game, he kind of crapped the bed, so a lot of people are kind of down on him. But I'm going to go with the guy that was the 10th best quarterback this year and actually has been looking up. I'm going to go with Baker Mayfield. I think he's a solid, steady guy that's going to get me fantasy points week in and week out moving forward. Now that he's proven that he deserves that chance, he's going to keep the job, and I like it. So steady Eddie for if and when Lamar gets hurt, and then I'll pick up another one a little bit later.
I'm not thinking about my future picks around you anymore.
Why is that?
Because Laporta and Collins. Oh, and Mayfield. Every time it's you before me.
Every time Justin makes a pick, that cat's gone, just so you know. The cat comes in. And then the cat leaves. I think he's passing notes, Justin.
Yeah, my wife will tell you I'm good at that. I've been disappointing her for over 20 years.
All right, we got 10 minutes left on the show, so we got to get through these next three rounds. So we got to finish this one and then get through these next rounds.
Oh, we are only doing 10?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The board says 14, so I was like, I thought we were doing 10.
I don't think we could set it up for 10. We just stop it, and then
I could, but then you're limited to only drafting those 10 spots. So by making it more, if you wanted more wide receivers and you didn't draft a running back, whatever, then it just gives you more freedom to draft more at a certain position.
There is a method to Justin's madness.
Well, then, I mean, yeah, on that theory, I did the same thing last year. Once that first tier of tight ends is gone, I don't need a tight end for at all in these top 10 picks. I could pick and throw a dart at all the rest of them and get one that I like later on.
Right.
Jake Ferguson, yeah. Value. Yeah. Jake Ferguson, value.
Oh, hey, I'm up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luke Musgrave, Nate took his first Packer in round 7. That tells you he's pissed. He's pissed with the Packers right now.
Well, Chubb is an honorary Packer for him.
And I haven't taken a Cowboy yet, so equally as pissed, Nate. I feel you.
And I haven't taken a Colt, but I'm a jaded fan.
Oh, and then you took Dobbs. All right. Oscar, where are we going? Pollard, hot dog. I was considering at this round, that's value because, I mean, he's going to go somewhere. And even if he does what he did behind Zeke, that's still value in round 7. QJ, all right. QJ, I'm hearing buzz that the Chargers are going to kind of change his role. He's not the field stretcher they thought he was. I think they're going to try to make him more of a possession receiver in year 2. We will see.
I think this is another one of those years where we're going to see a lot of they're either going to get tagged or a lot of wide receivers, bigger name wide receivers going other places. I like Pittman in Indianapolis, but they're going to have to move some stuff around to be able to afford him. Higgins is probably out of Cincinnati.
Ayuk is out of San Francisco. Diggs, maybe out of Buffalo.
Ridley. I mean, there was talk about Devontae until, you know, they signed Pierce.
Right. Scary Terry's off the board for Tone. All right, let's get through this 8th round quick. I'll stop jibber-jabbing. Jerome Ford Diggs finishes the 7th round.
They're both unhappy.
Yeah. I just don't think the Philadelphia is ready to move on from A.J. Brown. Steve took James Conner. Good selection. I was kind of hoping he'd fall back to me. Austin Eckler. Tone's willing to take a shot. There goes Will Levis. Pete said, I'll take the Mayo Man.
Yeah, it's because he's watching the show right now.
Always. We love you, Pete. Somebody dropped something.
That was my dog going off the bed.
Tell your dog knock it off. We want more cat content, less dog content. Just kidding. I love dogs. But my cat's cool too. Oscar, what are you doing? What are you thinking, Oscar? He's really trying to make us nervous right now. Jerry Jeudy, okay. Want nothing to do with him. Mike Evans. I have so many Jerry Jeudy cards because I thought he was him. I thought he was his freshman year, the summer of his senior year of high school, he was an early enrollee at Alabama, played in their spring game, and torched their DBs. And I was like, this guy is going to take the world by storm. He took college by storm, and then just since he's been to the NFL. Speaking of which, Bryce Young's off the board.
I just want to note that according to this, I could take Tom Brady as my next quarterback.
Heck yeah, you can.
Yeah, I hear he's coming back.
Tony Romo, I might select him. Who knows? Porg's going Roquan Smith right here. JK.
Took me a second, but I caught it.
We have 6 minutes, gentlemen. Speed rounds.
Oh, I'm up. All right. All right, I'm gonna use my excuse that I was under the gun.
Kirk Cousins as your 3.
I don't care where he goes; he's gonna be a solid guy as a QB3, and then I'll draft one in the rookie draft.
I'm finalizing my win now starting roster with Derrick Henry there. You'll have to draft a rookie running back next year.
I will also state because we only have 10 rounds, I am only gonna go 2 quarterbacks probably, but I never do a super flex without at least 3 quarterbacks, even in a redraft. So This is not my normal strategy, but since we only have 10 rounds, I'm going to do two.
Oh, yeah, it's not over. Yes. Yeah, so you would have plenty of time.
But that's one of my things. Like, so my tight end, once that first tier is gone, if I don't get one of them in the first couple rounds where I think that they're at value, I'll skip it till almost the end. And my other thing is quarterbacks. I won't take less than three.
And it's so interesting seeing Travis Kelce in the eighth round.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
I saw him go 1-1 in some drafts last year.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's value. And then to get Jake Ferguson, I think that's strong. So Mark, you took Derek Carr?
Yeah. Quarterback's thin. Normally, in this kind of startup, I'd also be looking at possibly a quarterback in the rookie draft since I wasn't able to grab one earlier.
Right.
But
yeah, and it's a decent year for one of those.
Yeah.
You might be able to get a guy like Penix. Bo Nix, somebody who's not first three quarterbacks off the board, but somebody might get an opportunity to start somewhere. Yeah. There goes Dobbins.
I like that Kelce Ferguson back-to-back for Wicked.
I do too. Value, good value. What about my Henry Mixon back-to-back, Justin? You didn't say nothing about that.
Yeah, I really like that Kelce Ferguson back-to-back for Wicked there.
Off air, we are gonna go at it.
Off air, we'll talk about the new Harry Potter game that my wife is trying to buy.
Yes, my son has beat it already. It's very.
Oh, really? I didn't know you could beat it.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Heck yeah. How is Amari Cooper not on my list? I obviously need to fix this list.
Burks. Oh, well, Ben Wicks, Nick's. So Nate took another Green Bay player. Wicks is, he might surprise people. There goes Pickett. There goes Cooper. There goes Montgomery. I think that's value for Pete there.
Yep.
Tones on the clock.
Montgomery's been my best running back or my next best running back for a little while.
Man, Goddard has fallen out of grace too.
I'm trying hardest not to be excited for the Steelers for next year because as a fan, you always want to be excited. But I look at the rest of the roster past quarterback, and I get giddy. Like, it's right there. So I'm just
hoping that.
Yeah, and the Steelers, they're stubborn. They'll probably stick with Pickett again this year. They still have him on the rookie deal.
What about Cousins? What if you guys brought in Cousins?
I'd be down with Cousins. Fields is who I want. And I hate saying that because I hate OSU, and I hate OSU quarterbacks generally. But I think he'd be a good fit for us.
Yeah, but I think Cousins would come in and make you a legitimate contender right away.
Atlanta's got to bring somebody in, right?
See, I think that's where I want Fields to go. I want Fields to go to Atlanta. I think it'll be exciting. It'll be frustrating if you're London, Pitts, because it'll still be sporadic, but it'll be electrifying. There goes Watson to Tone. I think that's could be value there. So we're in the final round of this mock. Aaron Rodgers to Pete. So Pete's the Hiawatha flag football team.
The only thing with Fields to Atlanta is if Belichick goes there, that's not his typical.
Well, yeah, he wanted to. There's been buzz like over the last 5 years or so that he was interested in switching up to getting a quarterback who was mobile. And Kraft was not interested in that. So I think Belichick would be there before they made a Fields decision. And if they made a Fields decision after Belichick, that means he's on board.
Yeah.
So it would be different, but it might be, Belichick in Atlanta's different, indoors in a dome, not in a snowy state, the home field advantage in Atlanta is going to be a lot different than a home field advantage at Gillette Stadium.
Hey, Coach David.
I was almost thinking Cousins to Atlanta.
That would work.
All those offensive weapons.
Win now, too. Belichick, 2 or 3 years, and then out. But Justin, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
I was going to say David's pick right here in the 10th round was actually the reason why I'm not as high on Mixon.
Yeah.
I was going to say that when you mentioned it because I was planning on that being my next pick on the loop around here.
I think Mixon and Henry both end up somewhere else. And it's both win now. I was messing around. But no, I like Chase Brown. We saw him at the Senior Bowl too. He's very explosive.
I'm going to shock you here, Coach.
Shock me.
Absolute shocker.
Josh Downs. Love Josh Downs. Josh Downs was like a top five wide receiver for me in last year's class. You know that? I was like, Josh Downs, I think he's a stud.
That was going to be my – I know we're not going 11 rounds, but that was going to be my next pick. I only split the tiebreaker. I did not go Jameson Williams after all because I have Amon-Ra and LaPorta already. And I thought, you know what, if he's there on the back on the way back, then I'll get both of them. I like that pick there.
Man, where am I going to go here? Man, I told everybody to speed up, and I don't even know who I'm selecting. This is very tough. It's also tough because the ADP isn't like super updated for this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that. I was going to say that when you got Nacua, he was way down at like 198 or something. He's going to not be anywhere near that. Obviously.
Right. 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 Man, maybe,
just means there are some hidden gems down here right now.
I'm going to go with the running back here. I think he's going to take over in Chicago. I like Roshan there.
I thought he should have taken over this year.
Yeah, I did too.
There goes Keenan Allen. And how we end in this draft?
Mr. Irrelevant here.
Mr. Irrelevant. 10th round, Mr. Irrelevant. Oh, man. The suspense. Jonathan Mingo. All right, Justin. Wrap this bad boy up. I'll send it to Joe. I'll send it to Camp. I will get this image from this mock. It will be up on toiletstotitles.com under our mock drafts tab. David and the Dynasty Rankings crew, their Dynasty Rankings are in the process of getting formatted and put up on the toiletstotitles.com under the Fantasy Football Rankings tab. You'll see the Dynasty Rankings, and they'll be updating those every 2 weeks. We got NFL draft content. Me, Ephraim, Joe, we're banging out, I want to say, about 6 player profiles every single week. We just updated our big board from top 20, which Mark helped us with as well. Top 20 to top 30 to top 40 will be at top 50 next week. Ephraim Geller is going to be at the Reese's Senior Bowl representing T2T next week. Today, he dropped his preview of the offensive side of the football at the Senior Bowl. So, man, we got tons of stuff going on at Toilets and Titles. We weren't just blowing smoke when we told you weeks ago that we just start ramping up in the offseason, because we're ramping up. Now, like in things like we aren't even like, wait till we start getting into these Frankenstein roundtables. Things are good. Things are busy. Join the Toilets Titles Gilded Chat, toiletstotitles@gmail.com. Everybody, I appreciate you coming on. Justin, why don't you take us out?
All right, just to finish this up, guys, don't forget, just because football season is coming to an end, that doesn't mean that you stop gambling on Rival. Join rival.com/Title Tribe because we have baseball coming up. We have basketball. Your first deposit of up to $200 is going to be matched by Rival, and then an additional $25 just for using that link. Join rival.com/Title Tribe.
All right, everybody. We will catch you all next week. Take care. And if your teams are in the playoffs, good luck.